The other day, my son and I were taking a walk, and I noticed something that struck my attention. There was this big pine tree, and rather it standing straight up, it was leaning towards the ground. And I thought, how many Christians lean towards the world rather than towards God, and therefore they've lost their joy, they've lost their peace, and they've lost the presence of God.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Once again, we are here on Truth and Fact, and we just appreciate you so very much. And I pray the Word of God is a blessing to you. Now, we are in Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But then Psalm 1 and 2 tells us where this blessedness lies. It says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Now, before we go any further, let me ask you the question, what is your delight in? And before answering that, let's look at the word delight. Delight means or carries the idea of to bend. Now, in the Old Testament word study, it says the primary meaning seems to be to bend towards, and applied to the will. It implies entire and full inclination towards an object or person. To will anything is to purpose that in the doing of it, you find pleasure. Now, isn't it true that as one is bent towards God and towards his word and is obedient to it, that he's the ultimate blessed man? Hallelujah. I'm blessed when I do what God's word says to do. Proverbs 29:18, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint, but happy is he who keeps the law. Who keeps what? The law, the word of God. You see, the phrase where there is no revelation means where there is no word from God. What happens when there's no word from God? The people cast off control or restraint. In other words, they do what they want to do. Aren't you seeing that today? You know, the Bible says there was no king in Israel and everyone did what was right in their own eyes. There were no boundaries. When you don't spend time in prayer, when you don't spend time in his word, when you don't come to hear the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, what happens? Well, you're not hearing from God. What's the result? You cast off restraint and you do what you want to do because you're not hearing from the Lord, and we become spiritually out of tune with God. And we can no longer discern the difference between his voice and other voices. And there are a lot of voices in this world, friend. You see, the more you and I bend towards his law, his word, and are fully inclined to it, then that law will shape us and bend us in the right direction, praise God. See, it's not my will that's important, but rather it's his will. 1 Peter 4 and 2 says that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. Jesus said, I come to do thy will, O God. You will never experience the fullness of a blessed life until you bend towards him, my friend. We're either bending towards him or we're resisting him. And a person who is always resisting God will always be frustrated, disturbed, irritated, and troubled. In fact, instead of dealing with the problem, you seem to point the finger of blame at others. You do your best to avoid the problem. It's always the other person's fault. But the truth is, you just might be resisting God. You're not willing to bend towards him. And I know a lot of people like that. Maybe you're going through something right now in your life and you're trying to figure out what it is. And it could be, sir or ma'am, that God is trying to speak to your heart. Pastor, evangelist, preacher, teacher. Maybe God is trying to reach you right now. And God is saying, please do not resist the Holy Spirit, but yield yourself to me and allow me to shape you, mold you, and to bend you toward the direction of God. That person truly is blessed.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.